We briefly met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel matters. That is the report out.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're back to seating our new staff local station board staff representative in place of Marlena Bond, who has resigned. I'm sorry. I have a stack here. Ollie and then Grace.
I was just getting your attention. So you can see.
Okay. Grace?
I just wanted to. Marlena asked me to. She sent me an email, and she asked me to read it to the board if I can, about her resignation.
Can we do that after seating the member?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Are there any objections to seating Paulina Vasiliev in place of Marlena Bond, who has resigned? Hearing no objections, welcome. And I would like to give you, Paulina, an opportunity to make a few comments if you would like to.
Thank you for the welcome. For those of you who might not know me, I am a producer. I produce, co-produce, and co-host Suplemento Comunitario, and I am happy to be part of this board.
Welcome. How long have you been with the station? How long have you been a producer? How long have you been?
Approximately 3 years that I've been a volunteer with the station.
Excellent. Thank you. Ms. Aaron, you had a statement that you wanted to make on behalf of Marlena Bond, who decided not to appear herself?
I wrote her a brief email saying that I was sorry that she had resigned and that I assumed it was because of her frustration about the slowness of governance. But she said, and she asked me to read this email that replied to me. She said, "Thank you, Grace. It has more to do with my availability and shifting schedule. Pacifica will always be a priority for me. Everyone gets from the LSB what they put into it, and I hope it will become more closely involved firsthand with station activities and fundraising, as well as supportive fundraising activities. Yesterday, I spent time with John Densmore at his home recording a show for my Poets Cafe program, and it became even more clear how important being a part of KPFK is. He really loves what the station represents and really appreciated that I gave him the opportunity to share his love of poetry. No other broadcast media has ever done that. He doesn't care about our little inside squabbles, only that we represent the ideas he's always believed in and which contributed to his songwriting. Pacifica needs to keep going for so many reasons, and I hope paying off the loans and better budgeting will make that possible. Marlena."
Thank you, Ms.
Aaron.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Our next item of business is a report out from our closed executive session last month. The KPFK local station board met in closed session last month. That was May 20th, 2018, to discuss confidential personnel matters. That is our report out. Okay. I have our next item of business is to approve the proposed agenda.
Jim?
Mr. Reyes, yes, please.
I'd like to ask the question, I'd like to pose the question. Now that Marlena has resigned, she's also resigned from the audit committee. Are we going to replace her on the audit committee?
We had already replaced her on the audit committee with Ms. Wright.
Okay. Thank you.
She previously resigned from the audit committee before resigning from the local station board. Okay. Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Are there any objections to excusing the excused absence requests? I believe there were three that I'm aware of. That was
Jan
Goodman. Steve Pride
and
Maggie LaPete.
And Steve Frantz.
I did not get an excused absence request from Mr. Frantz.
I think he asked for it. He said it last time.
He said he wasn't going to be able to make it.
Okay, so we can add Steve and Frantz. That's four. Ollie?
I'm sorry to get a chance to speak up when you're asking for
there's only one member of the public here, we might modify the 2 15-minute public comment sessions unless more people show up. Unless John Gary wants to speak for half an hour.
He might.
I think there's a couple more there, and if we don't use up the 30 minutes, we just move on. That's
okay.
Normally what we do.
All right, never mind.
So the agenda's been approved. But we have had public comment sessions where they have not used the entire 30 minutes allocated to them. One moment. Okay, our next item of business is minutes approval. Before we go to minutes approval, I see a couple of hands, and we have approved the agenda. So at this point in the agenda, we're on minutes approval. If your hands are up to discuss the minutes, then you're in order. If it's they're not, then you're out of order. Okay? Mr. Sabah.
Closed session report out. We didn't do that.
I did.
He did.
What?
He just did.
He did.
Item C. Item C on the agenda.
You were probably passing out papers or something. It was a verbal.
He said exactly what's there.
Oh, okay. I was doing other things.
Okay.
May I ask for you to repeat that?
Okay. Item C.
Please.
It's in writing right here. Item C, report out from May Local Station Board, which was actually May 20th, 2018. The KPFK Local Station Board met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel matters. That is our report out. Mr. Lexa.
Could you please repeat your report out from today's closed session?
Today's closed session, we met in closed session from 10:40 a.m. to 10:47 a.m. today to discuss confidential personnel matters. That was our report out for today. Okay. We're on minutes approval. Are there any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, minutes are so approved. We have scheduled a closed executive session meeting today. It was posted for 12:30, although it seems like we may be able to do it earlier should we end earlier. Right now we need to set time certain to go into executive session.
11:30 to 12.
Is anyone opposed to going into executive session at 11:30? Okay, so we will set time certain for 11:30 to go into executive session. Yes, Mr. Kaiser.
Well, 80 minutes plus 10:30 needs more time than that. You're almost at 12 o'clock. If there's 80 minutes in this session,
so you object.
Well, okay, we're contracting the public comment time. We may not have enough time by this.
Well, actually, yeah, you're right. We do have 30 minutes set aside for public comment, and if we started public comment right now, we could theoretically take 30 minutes.
Comment?
Which is the time certain. Debate? Set it back a little is what I'm thinking. It might
debate?
Be best.
Debate?
Could we set time certain for 11:45? Would that be agreeable to you?
Yes.
Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, time certain set for 11:45. It is now time for public comments.
Hearing none.
Some people have gone to the store.
Okay. Looks like they're here right on time to comment.
Someone's coming in. We think it might be public.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can have some public comments right now. Okay. Mr. Gary, are there any public personnel coming in right now? No? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. We are ready for public comments. Bella, would you like to make a public comment?
We are.
this going?
Oh, yes.
Wow, I'm the only one besides John.
Yes. Was that a yes, or do you want to wait till later?
I'd like to.
Okay. So, Bella, you're up.
Thank you. I never want to miss this golden opportunity. Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay. So, regarding, since I've missed the opening of the program here, as there or will there be any disclosure on the status of the loans, what's going on with that? There's a lot of preoccupation from a lot of people. I recently, when I walked out of this meeting last month, due to the fact that you refused to hear a public comment prior to taking three very critical motion decisions, votes, affecting the budget. Perpetually, supposedly, and then insisting the reduction of expenses at the station. Something just simply does not jive. The other issue is that I pulled my subscription of many years from KPFK the very next day, and it was a very sad thing to do. Not that I give thousands of dollars because I cannot afford it. Other people have been pulling their also small tokens. This cannot longer continue, and so I just walked in. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other
public
comments?
I'm glad to see you on the table.
Are there any other public comments? Hearing none, we'll go on to reports. We have directors' reports. Ms. Aaron, would you like to go first?
I was hoping that Jonathan would go first.
Okay, Mr. Alexander,
would you like to go first? Awesome, because you know I don't have one prepared at all. However,
no, talk about the software and all that.
Okay. On the national level, a few good things are happening. A lot of them that I think that Grace will be able to elaborate on. So I'll just jump to the technical stuff. The national office is finally on the. Off of the old Great Plains and onto the new Great Plains, off of the old hardware, more importantly, and onto the new stuff. It's much more secure. The new software is better, more productive and faster. So far, so good. No disasters. All the data seems to have carried over without a hitch, and I think the business managers have been working on it for about, I don't know, I would say like 3 to 4 weeks now. Well, since the last meeting, since that Monday after the last meeting. And everything seems to be going good. Other stuff in the national office, I don't know if that's actually public information yet.
The four-time square?
Yeah, four-time square wing. Great, we completed the move. We have WBAI's transmitter is now off of the Empire State Building. Thanks to the loan, we've paid off Empire State. So we're all done with them, and now we're on Four Times Square with a much, much cheaper lease that hopefully we'll be able to create money to pay. What else is going on? And that was a lot of work. John Amella and the guys from BAI and PFW all helped on that. And that's, I guess, about all it for me. I was going to mention one thing about the way the staffing is being changed to the national office, but I'm not sure if all of that is for open session. And Grace probably knows a little bit more about that than me anyway. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander.
Ms. All right. How about if Mansoor goes next, and then I'll fill in the gaps. Is that okay?
We're going to do questions after the directors finish giving their reports. So please note your questions so that you can ask that when you're finished.
All right, so I'll follow up with Jonathan, and that's the Four Times Square and WBAI antenna got moved almost on the last day without a glitch, which means it saved us a whole lot of money because because of the Empire State Building had promised to charge us double or triple if we didn't move, and it wouldn't have mattered if we stayed 1 day or 1 month. They would have charged us 1 month, so that saved us a lot of money. The newest report from the Nakapong building, which is the empty building next to KPFA. It's been sold. And share with you a happy note, too, that we paid the supporters loan. That's been paid off. and some part of the big loan is being paid off. So we have saved a lot of money as the result of paying some of the money from that big loan that brought the interest rate down. So we're saving money. And that's it. I'll let Grace fill in.
Thank you, Mr. Sabah. Ms. Aaron?
All right. Well, the latest thing is that the 2016 audit is complete.
Yeah.
And it was approved by the PNB on Thursday night.
Not me.
Jesus. What does that happen?
Okay, let me fix it.
All right.
You're fine.
So I want to say, as a member of the audit committee, that the audit, from my perspective, from reading it thoroughly, is very excellent. And it will be posted on the Pacifica.org website soon because it was accepted by the PNB. And I suggest that everybody read it thoroughly. It's very understandable and explains our financial situation pretty explicitly.
Where's that posted?
Our situation currently is that Sam Agarwal, our CFO, resigned. He was working on a week-to-week contract for a while, but he is now has completed that. He's no longer with Pacifica. Our interim executive director, Tom Livingston, scouted around for an CPA firm to take over our financial functions on the national office level, and that's in the works right now. So we will have the CFO and the other accounting functions being covered soon. That's very difficult to be without a CFO, of course. Sam stayed on to complete the 2016 audit. The audit committee is making good progress on hiring an auditor for the 2017 audit. Our past auditor, Regalian Associates, decided not to continue as our auditor, audit firm. I believe on the... okay, let me not... I'm not getting my facts straight about that. But anyway, yes, so the audit committee is well into a search for a new audit firm, and that's should be happening soon. We want to just make sure that the finance functions and the CFO is in place before we hire an audit firm, because it'd be silly to have the audit firm come in when we're completely unprepared to give them any information. So there's a little bit of a delay, but not much, I don't think, I hope. The other thing is there's a lot of questions about our pension plan arrears. And we do owe, the estimate is $750,000, which I believe includes penalties, but this is all kind of fuzzy because there is an ongoing audit of our pension plans, which is not completed. So nobody knows exactly how much we owe, who we owe, what amounts per station are owed. I think my guess is that the bulk of the money owed is from KPFA and KPFK, because KPFA and KPFK have the largest number of staff members. The other stations, even if they have pension arrears, don't have as many accumulated because their staffs are lower amount of staff. I don't think KPFT has any pension plan at all, as a matter of fact. But anyway, we're all fuzzy about the exact obligations. However, I believe that there has been a new pension plan administrator hired or in the process of being hired. So at least that function will be being taken care of. We had hoped that the loan, the larger loan, the FJC loan, would be for $3.7 million because we need that extra money to fund the audits and to pay down some of the pension plan arrears. However, that didn't happen because part of the collateral for the FJC loan was going to be the KPFK tower, which we found out is quite valuable. It's worth over $1 million, about $1 million, just the physical actual tower itself for some reason. We have a lease with the Forest Service for the land that the tower is on. The Forest Service would not give permission to FJC to use that as collateral. They wouldn't allow the transfer of ownership of the lease, or they wouldn't allow the transfer of the lease to FJC in the case that we default on the loan. So FJC decided to reject that collateral, the collateralization of the KPFK tower, which reduced the amount of that loan from 3.7 to about 3.25 million, which leaves us short the extra amount. So, you know, we've covered the obligations to the Empire State Realty Trust. We have paid off the supporters loan, and the amount of the loan to FJC, we've paid off the supporters loan from the proceeds from the sale of the Nakapon building in Berkeley. I'm probably being confusing. So the Nakapon building was sold for $1.1 million. There are some fees, about $78,000, you know, real estate commissions, and so the net proceeds are about $1 million, a little bit more than $1 million. So $500,000 of that $1 million, a little bit more than $500,000 because there are fees regarding the supporters loan. Legal fees, et cetera, interest. So $500,000 went to pay off the supporters loan, which was in the supporters loan contract. Another $300,000 went to FJC because FJC transferred the collateral from the tower to a second trust deed on the Nakapon building. So because the Nakapon building was sold, that the difference between $3.7 million and $3.25 million came out of the sale of Nakapon. So now our loan is about $3.25 million to FJC, which is a lower loan amount. It slightly reduces our monthly payment. However, we don't have the extra cash that we were hoping to have to fund the completion of the audits and to pay off a little bit of the pension plan arrears. So we are in a really kind of a pinch when it comes to finances right now. However, there's some sort of building that we inherited recently from somebody, a will from 1975 or something in New Jersey. I don't think that's very valuable. It's probably only going to net us maybe $60,000 or $70,000, so there's a little of money there. There's also some sort of other bequest that's been in the courts for a while in New York. So we're very, very tight financially right now. And as my little forecast, I think that we're going to have to, KPFK and KPFA are going to have to figure out how to pay the bulk of the pension arrears, because basically those debts are to the employees mainly, I believe, of those two stations, KPFA and KPFK, and because of the union contracts. That still has to be sorted out, and I don't think that there's any rational way to sort that out until that pension plan audit is completed. And it's just we're kind of fishing in the dark with it. It's a big complexity, and there are legal matters involved. We've got the union, suing us, I think, and the IRS doing an investigation because of this. So, and it's not something that's going to be handled very rapidly. It's one of these really sticky situations. I think, is there anything else that I've left out? No, I think that's it. But I highly suggest that when it's posted that you read the audit. Oh, there is one other thing that I email to you, and that is the details of the FJC loan. It was sent, Nancy Sorden sent that to a listener who requested information about it. So she sent the details, the terms of the FJC loan, but also said that there's a confidentiality clause in the loan document itself. So we are not going to be seeing, except maybe for people on the national board, we're not going to be able to see the actual loan document. But the terms are available, and I did email them to all of you. I forwarded that.
Thank you, Ms.
That's Aaron. It.
Please, we may want to note that there is an audit committee meeting, executive session tomorrow. I believe it's an executive session. Ms. Reich, I just wanted to make sure that you're aware of that. If you could attend, that would be great. I have you down, Ms. Reich, on as the first person with questions, if you would like to.
I'm just curious what the new lease is on.
I have a question
the,
as well.
I'm just curious what the lease amount is for the new antenna in what the lease amount is for the new antenna in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's going to be somewhere close to $14,000 a month.
Whoa.
And no, that's better than $60,000 a month.
That's for sure.
And annual for the first year would be somewhere between $140,000 to $150,000, and then for the 10th year would be close to $200,000 a year. $200,000, which is really a huge saving.
Okay. Ms. Reason, do you guys understand?
My questions pertain to the audit. As you know, Pacifica lost a very large sum of money because our audits were in arrears and we didn't get money from the CPB. So I think that this is something that we really have to pay close attention to. Our audit for 2017, fiscal year 2017, was due in 13 days, and we still haven't got auditors to complete that work. One of the responsibilities of the audit committee, in addition to selecting an auditor or an audit firm, is to make sure that our financial statements are current so that when the auditor goes to work, they can quickly expedite the process and complete the audit. I would like to know if all of our financial statements for the fiscal year 2017 have been completed and how we stand with respect to fiscal year 2018 with respect to financial statements.
2017. I mean,
18. Yeah. Ms. Aaron, if you want to respond, please. Thank you.
No, I think we're a mess financially. I think that there was an income statement. The last one was from October 31st, 2017. There were some, from what we could tell in the KPFK Finance Committee, there were some errors in it. I don't think it could be considered really complete. A lot of work needs to be done to get our financial reporting up to speed. That's why a lot of attention is being put on hiring a CPA firm to take over a lot of our financial functions. By the way, just as a little aside, in the sale of the Nakupon building, which has been housing the national finance staff, there was a clause giving us a two-year lease for the finance staff offices at $4,500 a month so that the national office doesn't have to leave that building right away. However, we also put a clause that if we want to move after 12 months, we have that option as long as we give a six-month notice. I mean a two-month notice, 60-day notice. So we can, but we have a year of breathing space before we move the national office, at least, maybe 2 years.
Can I need some clarification, if you don't mind, Jamie.
I do not.
Okay, great. So in terms of our 2017 financial statements, network-wide, where do we stand?
No way.
We stand. I believe that what happened on the national level was that a lot of effort was put into bankruptcy preparation. That's the only thing I can figure out. We've asked questions, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done to get our financial house in order. Absolutely. We do not have complete financial records. And what that is going to take is hopefully this CPA firm we're going to be hiring will be able to start getting the records sorted out and get the financial functioning in place and get us our financial reporting. There are deficiencies that have been recognized for a number of years that have not been fixed. And we're in terrible shape in terms of our financial reporting. This is what a lot of focus, the executive director is absolutely focusing on this to try to remedy it. It's not an easy problem to remedy. When you don't have records and you don't have staff at several stations, you know, it has to be rebuilt. It's like you can't build the third floor before you put the foundation of the building and build the first floor and the second floor. So that's the work that has to be done. It has to be rebuilt.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. I want to note that we have a time certain for 11:45. I have 11:20 right now. That means in 10 minutes we're going to need to break to allow for public comment since they're entitled to another 15 minutes. So please keep your questions and answers brief. I would appreciate it. We haven't even gotten to the treasurer's report yet. Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for your board directors. I have three questions. My first question is, are you engaged in conversations with the union in regards to the pension arrears? Two, how much did the building Nakatan, or whatever it's called, Nakaban sell for? And number three, and the final question is, due to the financial condition that we're in and the financial, you know, tightening of the belt that we are engaged in, you had alluded to elections last month in your report, Ms. Aaron. Where do we stand with that?
Okay. I'll start backwards because my short-term memory works better backwards, I think. The elections are happening. That's the responsibility of the executive director per the bylaws. The request for proposals for a national election supervisor has been posted. It's on the Pacifica.org website now. The next thing is Nakapon building sold. The sale price was $1.1 million, which is a very good sale price. The appraisal for that building was $770,000. It's a very small building, even though Berkeley Real Estate is it's a hot market up there. We got a considerable amount more for the building than the appraisal because it's in terrible shape. And the first question was?
Are you engaged in conversations?
Okay, I believe that we have a lawyer who's working on the union situation and an ERISA attorney who I believe was found by Jan Goodman, an excellent ERISA attorney, and the executive director is in conversations about the pension arrears and about the union situation. I think that's it. Oh, I want to also say that I'd like to publicly thank the supporters loan people for their patience. Jan Goodman and her husband, Jerry Manperl, put a tremendous amount of effort into that, as did King Riley and a number of other people. This whole settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust would not have happened if we couldn't have gotten that extra money, that kind of bridge loan. So they should be honored. They did a huge favor. This effort came from KPFK, basically. So, you know, I'm very proud of that effort of our supporters here at KPFK.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Mr. Kaiser.
Grace, you're probably the one to answer this. Is New York now on the Great Plains software also, instead of doing QuickBooks independently?
I doubt it. This is something else that needs to be sorted out. We don't have standardized software across the foundation. There's lots of reasons for that. There's no business manager at WBAI. And it's a complicated situation. I'll speak to anybody about that afterwards, but we don't have time now to go into it.
Where is the 2016 audit posted?
Never mind.
Okay. It's not posted yet, but it will be posted on the Pacifica.org website. It was accepted by the PNB, so it will be posted.
When, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Aaron.
No, wait. I'm not done. I've got a bit more here.
We're going to have to go to public comment pretty soon.
Well, is there any way to actually end these pensions that we have KPFA and KPFK? Because what I think would be more appropriate, and the other stations don't have it, but I think it would be more appropriate to pay people more and have them establish their own independent IRAs, their own independent pension plans, without this being another sort of Damocles hanging over us.
No crosstalk.
You're out of order, please. Ms. Aaron, please answer.
Okay. I have a little bit of information about that. I think that your question is an excellent one. We have redundant pension plans at a couple of our stations. In other words, we have two pension plans instead of one. They overlap. There's no necessity to have two. We're going to have, when the pension plan audit is completed, we're really going to have to look into that so that we we don't have this confusing situation.
Well, like you say, we're in really particular dire straits right now. We don't have a chief financial officer for all of Pacifica, and we don't have an auditing firm. Now, fortunately, we got the 2016 audit in by the end of this month, and that way we won't trip a switch where we go automatically suspended. Now, we're looking at the coming year for the 2017. We're going to be in a year from now, we're going to be in the same situation, but we don't have a chief financial officer or an auditing firm in place. And you say this is one of the prime...
No, this is not. This is days away from being fixed. Not months, not weeks.
CFO
days.
And auditing firm?
CFO and audit firm.
And Tom Livingston gives you that sort of assurance?
Oh, no, I give you that sort of assurance. As a member of the audit committee, we already have sent out a request for proposals. We have received proposals. We've discussed proposals. We've asked questions of different audit firms. Okay, we're this close to hiring an audit firm. That could happen maybe tomorrow night. Great. We also have just about hired a CPA firm to take over all of our financial operations. So this is a matter of days. I mean, this is a long time coming.
You're talking about a CPA firm doing more than the audit, but actually
The CPA firm will take over all of the financial functions of the national office. That's separate. The audit firm will do the 2017 audit. So a CPA firm, instead of hiring a CFO and extra financial staff for the national office, there are a couple of positions empty. There's a CFO empty and also a senior accountant position, I believe, that's empty, and maybe another position. There are three empty positions in the National Office Finance staff. Great. Okay. Instead of hiring individuals, we're hiring a CPA firm.
This is not belabored. The thing is,
I'm going to call you out of order, Mr. Poore. You have the floor. Raise your hand.
On the report, I heard that KPF has larger program than any other station. How many of them are Spanish programming part of the paid staff?
Okay. I don't believe... I think that was a rhetorical question. Ms. Eidman, you've got the floor.
I just want to know how many real-world... How many... do we know how many real-world former employees, now retired, are getting monthly pension checks, and are their checks coming as they expect them to?
No idea. There aren't any.
Yeah.
It all started in 2008.
Obviously, Pacifica is a money problem. And I'm listening to how the money has been juggling from one place to another and over here and over here to try to pay off debts and loans and things like that. I'm not hearing where money is coming in. Right. So who's responsible for the debt and how... this is for anybody. It's not even anybody particularly. How is the debt supposed to get paid, and how is the money supposed to be coming in? How to come in to pay the debt? That's my question.
We're working on it.
I'll answer that.
Elucidate further.
We had hoped, as I mentioned earlier, we had hoped to have between $300,000 and $500,000 extra from the FJC loan to ramp up our, soup up our efforts to get our financial house in order and to complete the 2017 and 2018 audit so that we would be eligible for Corporation for Public Broadcast funding, and also that we could pay at least part of our pension plan arrears. That money doesn't exist at the moment, so we are in a bit of a financial crunch right now. However, However, and we do have approximately $17,000 to $18,000 monthly payment on the FJC loan that we have to make every month. It's an interest-only loan, so that's an extra burden. However, if we can get our financial house in order and retrieve our CPB funding, that will be enough to make the payments on the FJC loan, give us a little of extra money, and if we get our financial house in order, that will cure our bad credit rating, because our credit rating is terrible. That's why we can't get loans at decent interest rates, mainly because of our deficiencies in financial reporting. So once our financial reporting is fixed and we get CPB funding, we'll be able to easily make payments on the loan, and we'll be able to refinance the loan at a lower interest rate for a longer term. So we'll probably be able to get a 10-year loan at like 4% or 5% or 6% interest because of the fact that we own valuable real estate, and we won't, and it'll be an amortized loan, so that it won't be interest only. So that's the plan. It's not impossible. It's just a matter of ratcheting up our efforts to get our financial house in order, getting our income improved. And I really congratulate KPFK, because our management at KPFK is stepping up to the plate and is making changes necessary to improve income. So that's a big plus. The executive director is focusing on that as well. But right now the emergency is to get somebody in there, staff in there, to look at our financial records, figure them out, do the financial reporting needed, and so that we can get the audits accomplished. So, but this is happening, as I said. These personnel are going to be in place in a matter of days. We're not even going to have to wait weeks or months. It's days. It's happening now. So, and by the next meeting, there'll be more good news about that.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. We are now at the point in our schedule for public comments. If public comments and before time certain begins, then we will continue with our stack. But right now we need to give public comment their time. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. I'm Teresa Thompson, a longtime listener and supporter. Two things. I want to say I've attended several meetings and I've yet to see the manager. And I would be interested in seeing the manager of KPFK.
Go ahead.
Well, I missed him. Okay. Anyway, the other the main thing is that you know, the horrible things going on the national level, I would like to see more local news. You know, more city, county, and state.
Correct.
You know, that's where good things can and are happening. And
right.
And for that reason, and we can do things positive, and that's why I would like to see more local news.
Mm-hmm. I worked on the 14 audit. When I began working on the 14 audit, I realized how difficult a task I had ahead of me. I was working with an obsolete program. Now, the problem with Pacifica, why is under, is because Pacifica does not have, has never had, a centralized, cohesive accounting reporting program. Whereas KPFK has two different programs in-house. One is the MEMSIS that has very, it's archaic, the inability to see any other accounting function with Great Plains. I don't care how updated Great Plains is that is working now. It will not work because it does not, if every station is not working with the same program, then we will continue to have this breakdown. The prior audit firm that had been handling Pacifica refuses to fool themselves anymore to continue to sustain the ridicule of their reporting and their advice to Pacifica leadership, telling them that Pacifica has become a network selling products, not based on its mission and not based on its bylaws. As long as we continue to insult these areas, Pacifica will continue to sink. It is all part of the same situation. I am a bookkeeper. I have yet to see a balance sheet, and I know most of you don't know what that means. You keep hearing financial statements, but you only refer to as to an income statement. An income statement, of course, is what you prepare your budget from. But you need a balance sheet, and you cannot have an audit. Don't tell me you've got an audit for 16 when you have no financials. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot do an audit and not have financials, a balance sheet appropriately documented, and an income statement appropriately documented. So I do not believe you have, and what you did, again, maybe rushed it, and the CBB will not give us any funding because of our poor, disenfranchised communities that we are not representing properly, not allocating the proper time to the larger Spanish-speaking community in California. So you're not going to tell me that CPB money is going to come back because we put some numbers on some audit report, and it was okayed by the PBN. Any firm that comes in and tries to certify that audit is stupid and doesn't know what they're walking into. And if you're going to get a CPA firm to come and handle what's going on in Berkeley for the finance department, you better get the right people in there.
Thank you, Bella.
Hi, I just had a brief question. I'm wondering why we locked ourselves into a $4,500 a month rent on the old national office building in Berkeley if we don't have a CFO or other national financial staff, and we're turning this process over to a CPA firm, I assume, has their own offices.
Thank you, Mr. Nobler.
Good day. The topic of CPB funding was raised recently. My understanding is that part of the problem was that KPFK's ratings were too low to qualify for CPB funding at some point. So proper financial reporting may not be sufficient to reacquire the CPB funding.
Correct. Never qualified.
So that will have to be,
no,
that will be
please.
That will be a challenge in the future. Thank you.
That's what I said.
Thank you, Mr. Gehring. Do we have any other publics from the comment?
Do you want to say anything else, John? I'm glad you brought in the rating. The rating is tied in to the poor lack of representation within the programming grid. Houston Signal was taken away, the CPB funds, because of their poor representation of the Spanish speaking community within a Signal area. The same applied here to this area. So you're looking at different tandems, different levels of why the CPB funding was pulled. This and what the rating is, and the rating has to do for lack of support. The lack of support comes from development, and the development has been deprived because of the pensions that began to be paid into a pool with the union that should have never happened. Because these people are programmers, and there's a handful of them, and one was recently added a year or so ago. So you're only looking at about six people that have raised and caused the budget maybe 54%, based on my analysis from a couple of years ago. 54% of KPFK's budget goes to paying salaries. What Reza asked before, which I understood immediately, you have to be tuned in to what he was trying to pose, is that you will not see within the handful of programmers that have cost KPFK so much money a Spanish-speaking program. That's what he was trying to illustrate, point out. These are hand-picked, and we know who they are, right? So I'm not going to go and mention their names again. If we eliminate these salaries, we will have the money to handle the business of the daily functions of the station. And this is what has caved us in. Also related to why we're not getting CPB money. It is all related, all associated.
Thank you for your comments, Bella. Mr. Garrett, please go ahead.
I'd like to finish on a happy note, so I'd like to thank Uprising for producing original video content and posting it online and making it easy to donate to get, and for also allowing a discount code for people who are listening, and I hope they have more success in the future with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. We have a couple of minutes before time certain. Mr. Velasquez, you are next up on the stack, if you would like to continue with questions and answers for the directors.
Yes, this question is for Ms. Grace Aaron. Three questions. One, repeatedly I heard you and many others talk about the shortcomings of our finances, and year after year, LSB after LSB board members populate and overpopulate the finances committee and don't seem to get the grasp on what the hell is going on and diagnose the problem and fix it. So I'd like to know if now you have in mind a way to fix the financial problems. Question two, did the Pacific National board members approve elections for this year, budget, and everything else that goes with it? And lastly, the position of the interim program director at WBAI. I never heard such a concept, but could you please help us understand? You're searching for an interim program director?
The program director discussion is for closed session.
No, that's for New York. He's talking.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know anything about the interim program director situation at WBAI. In terms of the financial situation at Pacifica, absolutely what we're doing, which I just explained earlier, is we're hiring a CPA firm to take over the financial management of the national office finances and to rectify the deficiencies at the stations. That's happening, and there will be an audit begun for 2017 and 2018, as soon as our own financial, we have staff in the national office to support the requests from the audit firm. And what was your third question?
Elections.
Oh, the elections. Okay, the national board has no jurisdiction whatsoever over the elections per the bylaws. I ask you, please, to read the bylaws. Everybody on the national board has a conflict of interest regarding the elections because they're all elected. So, therefore, in the bylaws, the only person who has jurisdiction over whether there should be an election or not is the executive director. The executive director has chosen to move forward with the election of delegates to the local station board elections. Delegate elections.
No nominations need to be in by the end of the month.
We are late, so there'll have to be some sort of an adjustment in the schedule of the elections. As soon as a national election supervisor is hired by the executive director, we'll know that. But there is no, it's not proper for the PNB to weigh in by a vote or any other method. The PNB has no jurisdiction over Pacifica elections. The only person who has jurisdiction over that is the executive director.
Thank
Please
you.
Read the bylaws regarding that.
Ismail Bada?
Yeah. The question on the 16 audit, what about the filing of that with the state?
Sorry.
Don't step on the court, Fred.
No, it's the court itself.
No, he's the 2016 audit has been accepted by the national board and will be filed.
State. With the state?
Yes, okay. And the federally and state-wise.
Is there a timeline on that we're restricted?
Yeah, we requested extensions. We were granted extensions, and now it's going to be filed.
Yeah.
We will be requesting an extension for the 2016 audit, which is 17, which is due in like a couple of weeks. So. Yeah.
So we're going to be late again.
Thank you. Excuse me, you're out of order.
Can I be on the queue, please?
No. Jonathan Alexander, you're next.
I never raised my hand.
It was might prior to going in.
Regarding
going
the Great Plains, okay. Jonathan. And
okay. No, yeah, just because Steve had a question. Steve had a question about whether or not New York was on the Great Plains system. The problem with, first of all, All units, all seven units, including the National Office and the Archives, all of their accounting is done through the Great Plains system. New York is just a little different in that, how do I describe it, that they also do other accounting outside of that system, using QuickBooks. I won't get into what she was talking about, membership, let's just say that was inaccurate. Statements about MIMSIS were inaccurate, but essentially there's no business manager in New York and no WPFW in D.C. They just got into the system, so they have a new business manager, but there's no business manager in New York, so that's being handled by our business manager here in Los Angeles. He handles it for WPFW and WBAI. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander. We are now at time certain. I will entertain a motion to adjourn to executive session at this time. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we're going to go into executive session at this time. I thank the public for attending.
Okay.